to write books, and people came. And today we have there what you would call a little ashram. More or less about 50, 60 persons living there, coming, going. No patients, just to people who try to discover their window shelf. Nothing else.
Yes.
That's our work that I'm trying to do.
So, absolute truth is realized in three aspects. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sadhati. Some realize the absolute truth. As impersonal Brahma. Others realize the absolute truth as localized Parama, situated in everyone's heart. And the final realization is the Supreme Personality of God. So, we are cultivating the Supreme Personality of God is Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Sir. So, which aspect you are cultivating? The Paramatma or the impersonal Brahma or the personality of God?
You can't cultivate all three in the long run.
No, all three are one.
I think about
all three.
One thing.
One. But it is the angle of vision only. Just like a mountain, somebody from distant place looking, hazy cloud. Mountain is the same, but from long distance, one realizes as hazy cloud. Little more nearer, we realize something green. And if somebody goes in the mountain, he realizes the mountain and the animals and the residence and place. Everything. The objective is the same, but the angle of vision is different. So, in India, or anywhere, some realizing the absolute truth as impersonal, without any aggregates or things.
And Buddhists do.
Buddhists. They are impersonal. But their philosophy is to stop all kinds of realization, nirvana. Realization, they do not want. They want to stop realization.
To stop the
realization. To become pure. Isn't that?
To become, I didn't understand.
Zero.
Zero. Zero, yes. Well, zero from the point of view of the own ego, but this zero is everything from the other side. From the point of view of the natural ego, it's zero. But once you touch it, it's the plenitude, everything. But it's beyond something and everything. As far as I
understand. Beyond. That beyond. Is realized, as I explained to you, in different angles. So, impersonal, without any variety, and some localized, Paramatma, and some the Supreme Being, as you are sitting and sitting, talking. So, the Absolute Truth is a person, Supreme Person. Supreme Being. And we approach him talk with him, sit with him, play with him. That is Krishna realization. First of all, negation of the material varieties. Then impersonal realization, then localized realization, then personal realization. That's when disease man. First of all, cure. Then healthy attitude. A diseased man has got activities. He also eats, he also sleeps, he also evacuates. But all troubles. Therefore, in disgusted, he wanted to make everything zero. But if he hears that again sleeping, again eating, again evacuating in healthy life, he thinks it is something like his disease condition. But healthy life is different from disease life. So some philosophers, they are trying to negate this disease condition only, without any realization of healthy life. I think Buddha philosophy is called Nibbana, negation of this disease condition of life, pain, and pleasure. Am I right or not?
That's very right. You see, it's a big in our work as I see it. To realize that, but from one point of view, seems to beg, for instance, illness. Dying, but the natural ego does not like. If you go through, it's almost the threshold to quite a different reality.
Yes, different, it is. The same example as I gave you. In disease condition, the reality is something. And healthy condition, the reality is something else. But if you compare the reality of healthy life with the reality of diseased life, that is a misconception.
The dead person is dead.
We take his body dead always. This body is actually dead. It's like this microphone is made of iron, it is iron. When it is working, responding, at that time also it is iron. And when it is out of order, does not work, it is also iron. Even if this body is working, on account of the living force within. When the living force is out, it is called death. But actually it is dead always. The living force is the important thing. That is making him alive. Actually, alive or dead, it is death. Matter.
Matter.
But the healing force is the active principle. That is distinguishing this body as dead or alive. But actually it is dead or alive. That is the beginning of instruction, Bhagavad Gita. So Arjuna, you are lamenting for this body. But the body is dead. Asachyanavishvutastam pradyavanam sapasya. So unless we know that, the dead body is not the subject matter of study. Either it is in working order or it is in dead order. The subject matter of study is the active principle, which makes the dead body move. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Read that person.
Sri Bhagavan Vasa Shoshan Anshoshasman Prabhyabhadam Tupasati Katakum Natakakum Sta Nam Shoshan Tipanika. Translation. Blessed Lord said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead.
What is your opinion about this?
May I ask a question? How do you teach your disciples to become aware of this force which is no matter but makes matter alive?
An active principle life, a living soul?
Yes. How do you make them,
how do you teach them to become aware?
Become aware of this. You see, now I listen and that is, if you like, first a philosophy which contains the truth. I don't doubt. But how to make healing?
It's a very simple thing.
Yes.
Just like a body is moving and body is not moving. So there is an active principle which makes the body moving. And when it is absent, it is not moving. Now the question will be, what is that active principle? Athātu brahma jitnās. First of all, let him distinguish. What is the difference between this dead body and living body? If a student is unaware of it, he can see that on account of the active principle, the body is changing. The body is moving, and in the absence of the active principle, neither the body changes, neither moves. Just like in our childhood, we used to think that the gramophone box, there is a man. And he is speaking from the box. You see, the child is suggested only. But similarly, anyone can think that within this body there is something which is making the body moving. It is a very big learning. Anyone can understand. So, our students are taught on the principle of Bhagavad Gita that the body is always dead. Body is simply just like a machine, a big machine, this machine. It is dead. When as soon as it puts the button, it works. Similarly, the body is there, but within the body, the life or the active principle, so long as it is there, it is responding. Just like you are talking, I am asking my student, come here, he comes. But as soon as the active principle is out, I will ask him, for thousands of years, come here, he will not come. It is very simple to distinguish. Now, what is that active principle? That is a favorite subject matter to understand. And that is the beginning of spiritual knowledge. This is our
May I ask a question? Right here, for our rational minds, I can understand there's a dead body and there must be something in it in order to make it alive. Now, by conclusion, let's say there are two things. But my question was, how he becomes aware in himself as an experience, not as conclusion. Because I realized that only the inner way becomes important more and more to see deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper reality. That's why in my visual work, I make a distinction between the body you have and the body you are. The English language says, talks about somebody and something. Somebody means a person. So the body you are is the whole of the gesture wherein you express and you present and you miss or you realize your real self. So the body you are, usually if you go to a doctor, he sees only the body you have. He measures it like a machine. If somebody shows up like this, he says, well, you must make exercise. If somebody comes to me and shows up like this, I say, the body you are, you have no confidence in life. So, get an attitude of confidence. So he gets to know the body he is, not only the body he has.
Yes.
Which doesn't at all touch your system.
As I say, they are people. I'm also the applicant.
You want to?
That applicant. As I say, the dead body and the living body, differently for the active principle, is not there. It is dead body. Similarly, I am also the active principle.
Yes.
I am also the active principle. So home.
Yes.
So home. I am the same active principle. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. I am not this material body. That is self-realization. Brahma-bhuta-prasanna-atma. Nasu-chati-nakantati. I am one in self-realization. Then he is jolly. Prasanna-atma. He is even more of his jolly. Nasu-chati-nakantati. He has no lamentation, no hatred. Samastra-bhuta-bhuta-bhuta-bhuta. He is equal to everyone, man, animal, and everything. And Madhvakti Ravati Bhakti, then a devotional life begins. Because without self-realization, there is no question of devotional life. Or those who are engaged in devotional service, they are all engaged in devotional service. That's at least why my students, they are trained how to be always in devotional service. So while he is engaged in devotional service, he is supposed to be already self-realized. Because he has understood what I am. Yes. And then he sticks to devotional service. Otherwise he cannot. If one thinks I am this body, then he cannot be engaged in devotion. But he cannot stay. He knows that I am part and parcel of God. So my duty is to serve God. This is self-realization. And then he engages himself in devotion.
I have seen, Master, that you, when you say he knows, you don't speak about this knowledge.
Which knowledge?
You can already, you say, believe, and by this know that I am participating in the great divine person.
Yes.
And yet, I did the experience.
Well, yes. I did experience.
So,
he knows that I am that active principle. Everyone knows that I am not this body. When I say, this is my finger. I don't say I finger. So, what I am, that's realization, self-realization, that I am part and parcel of God. So that he knows that I am part and parcel of God. So therefore my duty is to serve God. So they are engaged in serving God. So this serving God, a devotional service, is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Find out that verse. Unless one is self-realized, he cannot be engaged in the service of the Supreme Self. Ordinarily, a master and a servant knows that I am engaged by the master. He is giving me food, he is giving me shelter, he is giving me everything for his service. So he is careful in his service. This is a material example. Similarly, self-realization is ultimately as a that first impersonal Brahma, then localized Paramatma, and then the yogis, they realize the localized Paramatma. Jnanavastitina tatvatina madhasa. Pashyanti jan yogi. The yogis, they observe the super soul within himself. And they meditate upon it. What is that verse?
Mamcha yoga vichvalina bhakti yogina sevate sadhunam tamati chaitam brahma vihaya kalpate. Translation. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahma.
This is our approach.
A long reason is there.
And the process is going on. The chanting the holy name of Krishna. By this process, they fully realize that the Master, the Supreme Being, and engages himself always. These European and American poets, they are all educated, not your country, of course, in long way.
They are educated too?
Yes. So, they are always engaged in devotional service. So, unless there is some realization, how they can engage the time in this way? You are human being. He can eat. I have given you fruits. I have given you vegetables. I have given you food grains. I give you milk, very nutritious, palatable, containing all vitamin A, B, C, D. And why did you kill him? Why should you give trouble to the others? This is self-denial. That there is another self. The same attitudes will be working there. The body is different. Why should I kill it? They are realizing. Tama sarvesu bhuteshu, equal vision to all living entities. The self that has the principle is working in the trees, in the insect, within the tree, within the plant, within the animals, within the birds, and within me. This is it. the rapid principle is thought, and the soul is migrating from one body to another, as we are migrating from childhood to babyhood, babyhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. So the soul is the same. The body is different. The body is material, and the soul is spiritual. When one comes to this understanding, that is certain.
Well, may I put a question, Master? On the way, there should be progress, inner progress. How to realize that there is a progress? I would say one thing is very important. There are three sufferings in the world of mankind. Fear of annihilation, despair, if you are taken by something which is absurd, and the loneliness if you are alone. These three sufferings in the world. For the natural being, I realize that you make a decisive step on your inner way when you feel life in the very moment when you have to die. When you feel the great meaning, the very moments when you just have been despair, and when you see the great love of the person God exactly where you are lonely in the world.
Yes.
And I have realized that we are now in a very decisive moment in the Western world, because for the first time in the history of mankind, the Western people of Europe and the States start to take seriously certain experiences, inner experiences, where this truth is revealed. In all time, besides, I see the great condition of the East, they knew about those experiences where death loses its terrifying character and becomes the threshold to some bigger life. And I always see with also my disciples, as soon as they learn to go through some kind of death, they awake on a new level. So, I always say, if people are in my place, and after a week, they still sleep very well, then I have made a mistake.
But
now they sleep. Just to realize something, overcoming their usual needs, their usual fears, their usual habits, in order to touch inwardly another level. And then suddenly they realize there's some quite different principle at work as they see usually in their natural mind.
So that different principle for the body is already realized. Because a devotee never thinks of this body, that I am this body. He thinks that I am Brahma, I am spiritual. So without that realization, there is no personal devotional life. So that is first understood. That instruction is given by Krishna to Arjuna, that you are considering very seriously of this body. But a learned man does not take this body seriously, either dead or alive. That is the first reality. That everyone in this world, their concern is this body, dead or alive. When alive, they take care of the body in so many ways. And when dead, they erect big statue upon it. So, that realization is this body. When it is alive, very nicely dressed, nicely combed, nicely, everything on account of this body. And if it's dead, then again, the statue, the tomb, that's all. But missing that frequency, he's taking care of his body even after death. I hear things very nice, memorial. But he has no knowledge where the active principle has gone. That is ignorance.
When I was a young man,
yes,
I was 4 years in the World War.
4 years.
4 years. 48 months almost in the foremost front. And I was one of the two officers.
World War I.
1914 to 1918.
Yes.
And I was one of the two officers who were not wounded in my regiment. And there I met death again and again. And I saw people just killed next to me, and suddenly it was out. It was just only, as you say, the body without soul. But I realized also, in my thought, that when death was near, and you had accepted death, accepted the dying, then you realize something which has nothing to do whatsoever with death.
Yes. That is something.
So this marked me very much, the very beginning of my, in a way, it's 4 years of World War.
And there is a verse, Narayana Parasadhi na Putasthana Vibhati. If one is God realized, so he is not afraid of anything. Sardapa Bhaktuna Rapisha Kitullah Kudarshu. So actually, if one is self-realized, he is not fearful or concerned with the bodily necessities of life. That is liberation. Just like when we melt and sleeping also a bodily necessity. When you are tired, you sleep. It is bodily necessity, but it is not spiritually necessary. About the Goswami, it is said, Nidrahara Viharata Vibhito, conquered over sleeping, eating, making. That is also one of the symptoms of self-realization. These things are necessities of the body. So, the more one is advanced in self-realization, these things will be minimized. Eating, sleeping, making, and eating. And gradually it will come to meaning. Because this is bodily necessity. Self. The active principle, that is defined. The active principle, necessity is defined. That is Krishna consciousness. God consciousness. But these are body necessities. Eating, sleeping, making. So long this body is there, of course, we must eat, we must sleep. That is required. But the more you enhance these necessities, there is. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annat prasta. Then sleeping will be considered as a waste of time. And a self-realized man goes to sleep, he thinks that I am going to waste so much time. Because still I am subjected to the necessities of the body. He regrets.
The progress of self-realization is a sequence of experiences.
Okay.
Experiences. The progress of self-realization is a progress of inner experience.
Yeah.
And I do believe that at the actual moment, still, the treasure in the European peoples, the different peoples, went through the war, through concentration camps, through battlefields and bombing nights, are hidden in their hearts. Certain moments, where even when death was near, and they were wounded and nearly torn in pieces, because they had a certain experience, they survived. And again, when I give a lecture, I have two or three people waiting, telling me, now you just reminded me an experience, long ago, 10 days ago, 2 months ago, when I thought I was a little bit crazy, and now I understand it has been the experience, one of the most important of my life, on which I should have built my future in a way. And these experiences are still there. And once people understand, they don't need a war and a battleship and a concentration camp and a bombing night to take serious certain inner experiences when they suddenly are touched by this divine reality. And they suddenly feel that this body existence is not the last thing at all.
That you can experience every night.
Yes, exactly.
When in dream, my body is left on the bed and I go somewhere. That is experience. That I am separate from this body. At that time, I forget my this body is lying down on the bed. I am acting in a different atmosphere. So, and again, in daytime, I forget that at night I was in a different body and I went to certain such place or on the sky, I was flying. I forget. At night I forget this body and at daytime I forget that body. But I am exist. Therefore I am not this body. I am existing in this body and that body. But that body I forgot, and this body I forget. So this is a structure on my mind only. Actually, I am different from the mind, and that is subject. That is described in Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani parahu, indriyabha paramala, my dog is that. Manasattu parobhuti, buddhes pujas.
Indriyan Ranyahu, Indriya Yap Ramanap, Manasattu Prabhupir, Yogunhe Prasatska. Translation. The working senses are superior to dull matter. Mind is higher than the senses. Intelligence is still higher than the mind. And he, the soul, is even higher than the intelligence.
May I put a question, sir, to the question of time, the meaning of time? I think there are two ways to look at time and to look at eternity.
Time is eternal. Time is eternal, but we calculate time, past and present and future, according to my temporary material existence. Just like in a small ant, the ant's past and present is different from my past and present.
Is it different from?
My past and present. I am a human being. I live for 100 years. So my past and present is different from the ant who lives for, say, 2 hours.
It's different from
the ant, from a small living entity. And similarly, Brahma, his past and present is different. Because there are millions and millions of years as one day. So the time is Ikara. But according to our condition, occupying the time and space, we calculate past and present. Otherwise, time itself is Ikara.
Well, now, my question, you see, talking about eternity, there are two beings or concepts at the same time. The one is that the finite life is going on infinitely, millions of years. That's one way to think about eternity.
Yeah.
But there's another one.
When eternity means we say no beginning, no end.
No beginning and no end.
No end. That is that.
Isn't there also this other one? When, for instance, Christ says, I am before Abraham was. This I am. There is one kind of eternity which has nothing to do with past and future at all.
Yeah.
Which is beyond past and future.
Past and future is concerned with this body.
It's concerned with this body. And it's concerned exactly with this body and with this ego, with regard to which there is a before and an after, up and down. And if you take away this ego, what's there? What's that? And I would say then
that is pure ego.
That's a pure ego.
Yes. I am born in him, say, that 75 years ago, 78 years ago, and I've got this Indian body, I've got this false ego, that I am Indian, and this body, this is misunderstanding.
That's one way to look at time.
Time is there, but because I have got this temporary body, I am thinking past, present, future. The temporary body will vanish as such another temporary body. Then again, my thinking is past, present. So therefore, this is called illusion. Time is eternal, it has no beginning, no end, but we transmigrate from one body to another, we are calculating, miscalculating past, present.
The time has no beginning and no end.
No.
But time, in this second sense, has nothing to do with beginning and end.
It has no end, beginning, no end.
No, beginning, no end.
The beginning and end is of this body. And in relationship with this body, we are calculating past, present.
But without this body, you wouldn't become conscious of what is there for you.
I'm conscious of all of it. Just like in sleep. I'm living in different body. But still I'm conscious. And later, that the sleeping body is gone, it's still unconscious. That consciousness is impure on account of our contact with this temporary body. So when you come to the pure consciousness, that is different.
But it's an experience. The pure consciousness as an experience tends to have a background which is not the pure consciousness.
No.
Otherwise, it becomes
your consciousness is actually you are.
Yes.
It's like water. Water is pure. When it comes from the star, it is clear, crystal water. But as soon as it touches the ground, it becomes muddy.
Yes.
Similarly, we soul, spirit soul, we are pure. As soon as we come in contact with this matter, material existence, we become impure. And there are three stages of impurity. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So all of them are impure. Unless one comes to the spiritual consciousness, he may be a very nice man. He is infected with the impurity of goodness. He is thinking, I am very big man. I am very good. But that is also impurity. And another man does not know what he is. Just like animal. Or the animal. That is also impurity. cleanse all of them to come to the clear consciousness that I am part and parcel of God, my deity, etc. That is Krishna. So long he identifies with his material consciousness within him. Yeah, just like people are fighting, I'm German, I'm Englishman, I'm this, I'm that, I'm black, I'm white, I'm Brahman, I'm Sudra. So many designations. These designations are influenced. That's why sometimes the artists, they manufacture some statue naked in France and so on. Naked. They take it, this naked statue is pure heart, not dressed. Similarly, when you come to the nakedness of spirit soul, without the designation of this body, I'm American, I'm German, I'm this, I'm that, but that is pure.
But the meaning of the impure is to be the background of the consciousness of the pure without having experience of settling in the impure.
The consciousness is powered by impurity.
If
the consciousness is powered by impurity.
Covered. Is that, oh yes, covered. Yes,
yes.
Covered.
Just like your health is powered by disease and the symptom is fever. But that is a power, that is not your healthy state. Similarly, my consciousness, when I think that I'm American, I'm German, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that, that is impure. And when it thinks that I'm neither German, nor American, nor this, nor that, I'm part and parcel of God. And that is pure.
But in order to get there, to see that one is neither this nor that.
Yes.
One must have suffered by first having thought that one has this or that.
That suffering is just like you suffer in the dream. Yes. You are attacked by tiger. Yes. There is no tiger.
No.
There is no suffering. But on account of an ignorance, you are thinking the tiger is in me.
Yes, but this is a very good example because the dream of the tiger comes later.
Yes.
And it always means that you are pursued by some of your inner instincts, the soul. So you discover in the image of the tiger something which is not right in your soul.
Yes, that experience is also material.
Yes, exactly.
That is not spiritual experience.
No.
That experience is going on continually so long we are materially attached. Because in the material world, we are constantly changing our body. Your experience in childhood is different from the experience at this time. So, as we are changing our body, we are getting different experiences. And all those experiences are photographed within the mind. And they sometimes come out and make an intermixture. And we see dreams, so many contradictory things. This is a mental speculation. That is a hovering on the mental plane. That is not spiritual plane. That it is stated, Indriyani Parahu, Indriyabha Paramana, Manasastubara Uddhi, Buddhesila Parasa. So we have to transcend the platform of intelligence. Then we come to the platform of spiritual reality. But that is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita. What happened to you, right?
How? My survival will be like this. That is a
others also?
No. It's just a country.
So, our real business is how to become free from all these designations.
Right.
Yes. Then we come to the real consciousness. That real consciousness means that I am Jana, God is eternal. I am part and parcel of God. My deity is to serve God. And now I am serving also. I am not free from service, but I am serving under disease. Just like you went to fight, because you designated yourself that I am German. This is an example that I must fight. Give service to my country. Somebody thinks you give service to my community or to my family. I mean, there is nobody else at least to my God. So this is good. So we have to close all these diseases and become pure and serve God. And that is it. Sarvapāja dhinim muktam tatparatena nirmanam rishikena rishikena sevanam. This is like Arjuna was put in the bag. We have read Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita. So you are thinking in terms of designation. That I belong to the same family. The other side, they're my cousin brother. They belong to the same family. So why shall I fight? Let them enjoy. From material point of view, it is very good man. But Krishna pondered, asatyam sutastam pratyavala. You are talking very high words, but you are full of them. Then you first. Because you are talking on the platform of this bodily concept. But after hearing Bhagavad Gita, when he understood that I am not this body, I am eternal servant of Krishna, my duty is to obey the orders of Krishna. Then, superficially, he remained the same soldier. But in the beginning, he was a soldier for his designation of this body. And later on, he became a soldier to carry out the order of the Supreme. Very difficult. So when you act to carry out the orders of the Supreme, very sincere. Not for this one.
There's only one way to work through self-realization of those who are responsible.
Yes. Self-realization that is stated in Bhagavad Gita, that one should understand that I am not India. Nobody is India. There is thought, there is trying endeavor for enjoying this world, and then it's false. The real enjoyer is the Supreme Lord. We are trying to occupy this land, that land. This is Germany, this is England, this is France, this is India, this is my land. The worshipable land is worshipable, but it's my land. But he should know that no land belongs to us, everything belongs to God. And this is a fact. The land is not created by us. The ocean is not created by us. Then why should it be there? This is German Ocean and this is English Ocean. This is all false imagination. So when it comes to this understanding, that nothing belongs to us, the United Nations, they are fighting for the last 20 years. But they are fighting on the false ground. Because everyone is thinking, this land is mine. I must protect you. So there are no self-realization, and there is no peace.
As soon as two men who have realized there is no war, that's a very wonderful story when the Emperor of Japan took over the leadership again after having been for 600 years only the high priest. Now, he wanted to be again the emperor. And he was submitting one after the other one. Only one resisted in Tokyo. General thought he didn't have to submit to the emperor. And didn't allow anybody to come in to negotiate. So the emperor was very troubled. He said, should I burn down Tokyo? I would like to be. And then he young swears master asked him, he was a realized man, "Will you permit me to just ride in the stone and see the great general?" And he said, "Yes, you know the gods do not permit. Let me do." He set on horseback and just rode through. The guard like this, as he had. Yeah, he announced himself to the great general. The general said, "Yes, with him I'm going to go." And the general himself, being a self-realized man, said, "Wait all night. In 20 minutes, things were all in order." And they submitted gently, and without a single shot, peace was established. Because two men of a high level of self-realization met.
So that is the other point that people understand. Every one of us realize that we are all servants of God, sons of God. Everything belongs to God. So we can use our other's property for our maintenance as much as we require, not more than that. See, if you think like that, that is just the consciousness, and then you know all what, everything is.
In my work, I always feel the great difficulty, again and again, so it's always there. It's a great difference to believe that you are the Son of God and to feel it and to experience it. As long as it's only a belief, it's well-meaning doing.
Yeah.
How to prepare the conditions by which disciples might feel it.
Yeah.
That's all my daily work.
That is a very simple thing. Just like if I say, suppose you are not seeing your father, you are questioning your death, but you must believe that there is father.
That there is
father. Without father, there is no possibility of my existence. That is belief. And in the Christian
experience,
the Christian people, they go to church, "Oh God, give us our daily Father, give us our daily bread." So, there is the Supreme Father that is confirming the Bhagavad Gita. Find out, Sarvajodhi Shukondhya Sambhavanti Murtayaja Tathang Mahatani Brahma Mahamadhija Padaptita. Krishna says, God says, "I am the Supreme Father of all living entities in different forms of
life." There is one difficulty in the western part of the world which might not be so great in the eastern part. If I realize in Japan, when they talk about father and mother, especially as a mother, it was always something to be loved, to be grateful, to submit. In our countries now, the father is generally the one who does not understand anymore his son. And the son has to get rid of his body father in order to be able to realize himself. So very often, the main obstacle in our youth is the image of mother and father because they have never understood their children. So the word father, for many people in western part of the world, it's a misunderstanding. It's something not very agreeable.
Yeah.
It's all the authority like this, the not understanding, the not loving, the authority. You see, there are so many fathers who say in their family, "I don't know what you are talking about freedom. In my house, everybody can do what I like." So, I'm very much under this spell today. So, I just say this because it's very funny also in this trend of the development of religion of today.
It is not religion is sometimes explained as sentiment.
Yes.
But this is fact.
This is
the father and son. Without father,
yes,
there is no existence of son. Without a son, there is no meaning of father.
Exactly.
This is science. This is not belief.
This is not
yes. This is science. As soon as you speak of father, means you must have a son.
Yes.
Almost.
I see.
And as soon as it starts, they must have a
yes.
So this is the question of must, not sentiment.
It's one of the great phrases of the Gospel of Jesus and John, which church forgot, that Christ always says, I am the Son of God, and you are my brother. You are sons of God just as I am.
Yes. But they do not say either.
But yes, then
everyone is sad.
Yes.
Now he says that the Christian, so-called Christians, that's so ignorant. As soon as he says everyone is sad, then he says, no. No, Christ is the only son. And you say, the Christ says, that I am the son, and you are also son. This is the Christ. Krishna is saying that all living entities are my sons. That is the first. He is the Supreme Father. How is he the reason for it?
Sarvadomitri yonisu kantaya bhutyaya sambhavantika sasambhama mahadyonir aham bija prajabhita. It should be understood that all species of life, O Son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father.
Yes,
wonderful.
Material nature is the mother. Material nature is the body. But the soul is part and parcel of God. The soul is given, impregnated in the material nature. And they come out in so many species of life. How easily it is explained. So, self-realization is expressed that samasarvesu bhutesu, equality to all living entities. But because they have no spiritual knowledge, they think that humanitarian work means to give all facilities to the human being, not to the animals. We are talking about nationalism. National means anyone who has taken part in that land. That is the definition of best. But they are taking care of the human being who has taken part in that land. But poor animals, they are concerned. This is their nationalism. So everything is going wrong account of wrong conception of life. And that wrong conception of my he that I am this body. But when you understand that I am not this body, I am the active principle within this body, then this misconception is. That is the beginning of spiritual realization.
And this understanding has to be an experience.
Yes, it is an experience. But on account of his foolishness, he's thinking other way. He knows that I'm not this body. I'm not this body of the old man, but I was not in this body, say, 50 years ago. Therefore, I'm not this body. That body is this body. I'm different from the body. This is very easy experience. I'm existing. I understand. I exist in a baby's body, I exist in the child's body, wife's body. So, I'm now changed, so many bodies. Therefore, I'm not this body. That's why you this, you're now in black hole. The next moment, you can be in another color. But you are not this hole. You have changed the body. Similarly, I've changed the body, but I'm not this one. This is self-evident. First of all, let me know that I am not this body. I am living within this body. You are not this coat. If I ask you, Mr. Black Coat, that is my question. You are neither black coat or white coat. That is self-love.
And yet, isn't there a difficulty? You can already have understood very well that you are not the body. But, as long, for instance, as you have still fear of death, you didn't understand my experience. As soon as you understood by experience, you have no fear of death because you know that you can't die.
So experience is, you see, by higher knowledge. Experience means higher knowledge. That is a child.
Experience means
higher knowledge.
Higher.
Higher knowledge.
Experience, you have the experience, you get the higher knowledge.
Yes. So, the more you are highly elevated in knowledge, your experience is perfect.
I would like to say the other way around. As more as you advance in experience, the more you will have higher knowledge.
But experience, it may be slow.
Yes.
But higher knowledge you can get easy.
Yes. Like
yes. That's like Krishna said.
Well, it's waiting.
Yes. Krishna said that you are not the body. Yes. So instead of my experiencing, well, years and years, that I am not this body, with just the knowledge from Krishna, the perfect, and my experience is now. You see. Therefore, basic instruction is, Tadvijnanartham, Sadgurumeva Abhivacchet, in order to get first-class experience of the perfection of life, you must approach Guru. That is the basic Indian. Samipani Sojyam Brahma Vishnu. Who is Guru? Whom shall I approach? The next line explains that I approach such Guru, Sojyam, who has heard from his Guru perfectly. It's that Guru. Who has no chance of hearing from perfect Guru, he is not Guru. This is called Guru Parampara. These are the successes. I hear from a perfect person and I distribute the knowledge the same way, without any change. The Krishna gives us knowledge in Bhagavad Gita. We are distributing the same knowledge. It is not by us. So, I am always inexperienced because my power of understanding is very little. Therefore, I must get experience from a person who is perfect. Then my experience is perfect. They say, a child does not know what is this. He asks his father, what is this, father? Father says, my dear child, it is the child knows the microphone. That knowledge is perfect. Although his capacity is imperfect. The child is imperfect. But because he gets the knowledge from the perfect father, who knows what it is, when he speaks the microphone, he speaks ready. This is perfect process of knowledge. You approach the perfect person and get knowledge, and that is your perfect experience. Personally, I may be, you may be, not perfect. But because I get the knowledge from the perfect, my knowledge is perfect. This is our process. We are getting knowledge from Krishna, the most perfect. Or you get knowledge from Jesus Christ, that is also perfect. Because the source is perfect. I am taking knowledge from God and you are taking the knowledge from the Son of God. Just come directly from Him. You see? So, but we have to receive knowledge from the person. Not by ascending process. Experiencing failure. Not like that. That will take long time. But if you actually want to be perfect, just approach the person, take knowledge from him, and you will be perfect. That is the answer. Tadvijnanartham sadgurumeva abhivacchet srotriyam brahmanishtam tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. This is एवं परंपरा प्राप्त एवं राजस्व योगी I know this life. Or death.
Kivam pram pra prakam imam rajar chagogudu sukhalinina mahata yogamata parantapa. This clean science was thus received through the chain of the simple succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost.
Yes.
But I realize that since about 20, 30 years, there's a big awakening in the Western part of the world. The science and the technique coming out of science, which was invented to liberate the human being, the right to do exactly the contrary. People become more and more slaves of this organization which they created for their freedom. You see, and today they realize the only thing, the only possibility not to be crushed is to adapt themselves to the technical world. And in adapting themselves to the technical world, they become themselves little wheels of the big machine.
Yeah.
And stop to be human beings. Yeah. Now this is going so far today that now suddenly something is awakening and said no. And they're kind of rebelling. In our Western, as you know better than I do, in our Western mankind, and they say, well, after all, you see, science can say, whatever you are feeling here, it's only subjective. The only thing which counts are the objects. Now today, mankind awakens and says, no, I'm not subjective, I am a subject, I'm a person.
Oh, yeah.
So you are quite right to eliminate me if you want to make an atomic bomb, or I don't know what, a technical thing. But if you want to guide me, you have to do away with science spectacles and look at me with the eyes of the real soul, otherwise you won't see me. But this is the turning point today, very well.
Yes. But this is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5,000 years ago.
Yes.
Nati vidu sātapatiṁhi viṣṇu. These rascals, they do not know what is the aim of life. Lati vidu sakrapati, the aim of life is God realization. But they do not know that. And why they do not know that? Bahiratamarana. They are thinking by these external features of the material nature, they react by, that is very quite visible in the Western country. They are thinking that by being their civilization is advanced on making our technology. But they do not know. This is not the aim of life. Real aim of life to understand God. Nati vidu sātapatiṁ hi viṣṇu. Durāsa. Durāsa means something utopian hope, which is never fulfilled. Durāsayādi vajratthamāyata. Finding us simply bricks and stone. They are thinking in this way we shall be happy. That is durāsaya. That is never to be fulfilled. And then how is this society being led? Andhā. The leader is a blind. The so-called sciences, technologies, philosophers, others, they do not know what is aim of life. He's a blind. And he's trying to lead other men. This is it. See, if a blind man tries to lead other blind men, what benefit they get? Because they do not know.
They won't move at all.
Yes?
They won't move at all.
No.
They're blind.
And therefore they are being frustrated.
But there's a change today. The other day, I think a while ago, I gave a conference. There were about 1,000 doctors, physical medical doctors and psychotherapists and several. And I told them, today, be careful, there are two sufferings in the world. The one suffering is suffering because of the lack of being efficient in the world. And they are going to look for the medical doctor or the psychotherapist in order to repair them, to repair their machine in order to be efficient. But there's another suffering.
The suffering of not being one with the divine self in ourselves. And this is something quite different. Then you don't just have to be quiet and to discover in yourself something like a guru who answers this question, which has nothing to do with efficiency in the world. Oh, they were married. You see,
they
nervous.
But efficiency, this plan, medical treatment,
yes.
If you know what is this, in Ayurvedic treatment, it is called nida, or dying. First of all, before treating a patient, you first of all diagnose what is the disease. Then you can give the proper medicine. But these people do not know how to diagnose. The diagnosis is that they must realize the Supreme. That is the disease, because they have forgotten the Supreme. The suffering, the symptoms are different. But they are treating only for the symptoms, not for the root cause. And the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to treat the patient from the root cause. They have forgotten God, let them remember God. Then everything is coming to.
There is no disease of the human being which the animal has not,
yes,
which has not this source. Any kind of human malady and disease which is reserved to the human being has always this source of being separated from the innermost reality.
Yes. Not only that, other than lower animals, birds, bees and others, they have no problem. And we have created so many problems. They have no eating problem. Thousands and thousands of sparrows are here. They have no problem of eating. They're very nicely jumping, flying, eating.
And eating each other without complex.
Yes. And they have problem. They are killing only. The human society, they should be advanced so much that even the birds, they have nothing to kill for their eating. They have a sufficient food. And we are advanced human beings. We are killing for eating. Instead of birds giving us so much food, enough food, and they are still at a path with advancing this. There are no even human feeling. These poor cows, they are giving us milk, the most nutritious food. And we can prepare so many nice nutritious foodstuffs. So let them eat. And if I want to eat at all, let it die. Then I say, why kill it? Then they have no common sense. And they are living this simple life, still they are very much proud of their stupidity. And they are suffering with logical one number three. This number is not only without war, thousands of children are being killed within the womb. This is very much. If you kill the individual, this is nature's reaction. You will kill within the womb. You will never kill the sunlight. Again you die, again enter another womb. And again you will kill. Because increase in modern society. Even father, mother does not want to see child living. And a few days, few years after, we shall kill each other. So they are not afraid of any sinful life. And nature is not tolerant. Krishna is not tolerant. God is not tolerant. Because God came and the father of everyone. So suppose if a very intelligent son kills another son of the father, he is not intelligent. Will the father be very happy? Father is father for the intelligent son and the fool son. But if the intelligent son thinks that the fool son is useless, let me kill him, the father will not be satisfied. So God is the supreme father. And he will never tolerate that because you are intelligent, you are allowed to kill another unintelligent living being. No? Whatever food stuff I have given to you, give it to me. And be God conscious. Animals, they are not coming to eat your food stuff, your food. They are rather producing milk, not for drinking themselves. They are giving it. And you have no obligation. The milk produced by the cows, it is taken by the human being. They do not drink it. So they are giving milk. And after that, you are taking the skin. So every way they are serving the stool, bow down, you are stacked here, I have seen. There also, fertilizer. In so many ways, they are giving you serving and you are killing the poor animal. What is the human situation? Therefore, Lord Buddha wanted to stop animal killing first. When there was too much animal killing, the incarnation of Lord Buddha was there. To stop animal killing. Buddha isn't there for animal killing. Although they are now killing animals. But originally, Buddha's religion means non-violence. Also, Lord Christ also said, thou shalt not kill. And Krishna says, ahimsa. So in no religion, unnecessary killing of animals is allowed. Even in Mohammedan, they are also Kurvani. They can kill animals once in a year in the mosque. So everywhere, animal killing is restricted.
May I put one question to this? How do we know that the plants, the flowers, and so on, do not suffer when we take them away?
But they have all the senses.
That's fine.
They have senses. When you pluck it,
yes.
That is proved by scientists.
That's what I mean.
Dr. Jagadish Chandra Bose. Their trees have got sensation.
So, that's what I mean. So, if we kill a plant or a tree.
No, we don't kill it. You take the fruit. You
cut it.
Yes, cutting is not allowed. Unless it is absolutely
there. For eating vegetables, for instance, you need it.
Yes, but that is the law of nature. That every living being is eating another living being. That is stated in the Vedic Shastra. Jiva. That those who have no hands can be animals. They are food for the animal who has got hands. And those who have no legs, they are food for the four legs. The grass has no legs. But it is a food for the cows and the goats. Apadani, Jaduspada. Nuna Mahatan Tatra. Then one is powerful, very powerful. Just this treasure. It jumps upon another animal. So, because the other animal is weak, and this animal is strong, see, in this way, the killing is going on. One animal, one living being forget. But, when you come to the, that is nature. The tiger will never eat grass. But, we human beings, wheat, grass, goat, cows, and cattle. Yes, because I'm hungry. So far I'm hungry. But our foodstuff is to accept the remnants of foodstuff which is eaten by Krishna. That is our plan. Krishna Prasad. It's like in this temple. We don't eat anything. Neither eat grass, neither eat anything. We eat Krishna Prasad. So, Krishna says that you give me this foodstuff. Patram Krishna Phalam Toyam Shumi Hatta Abhijitse. So, we are not eating on the material platform. We are eating on the spiritual platform. Because we are eating, if there is anything sinful, then Krishna. We are taking his remnants of it. This is our pleasure. We don't advocate vegetarianism or non-vegetarianism. We advocate eat Krishna's prasad. Remnants of Krishna which is offered to Krishna. This is our pleasure. Now apart from this philosophy, there is, because one living entity is food for another living entity. It does not mean that I shall eat my children. Well, there is this vision. That human being, they should offer these fruits, vegetables, meat, and this prescribed and this shastra to God, to God, and then that is humanity. Not for the satisfaction of the town. We have to maintain big, big slaughterhouse and eat. That is not human. The main business of the human society is to understand God. And as he understands God, he understands that every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Then, how we can eat? That because Krishna eats, it's not allowed, then the irresponsibility is Krishna. This is our thing. Yes.
There are many guest hosts there, so professors are wondering if you're going to lecture this evening.
We are publishing all these books. What is spoken by Krishna or his representative? We don't speculate. Because already there is so much and his profound knowledge given by Krishna and his divinity. There is no necessity of research. If you simply take advantage of things which are already there, to become. I have published about 14 books like this.
Very good, yes, very good. What is
so many big men at the time.
Mama.
So we are also talking with Dhamma about this philosophy, how human civilization is fantastic. I was explaining to Prabhupada that at the present moment, not at the present moment, always in this material world, we do not know what is the goal of life. He has got different philosophy, different mode of life, because we do not know what is the goal of life. And the goal of life is then everything is solved. Now you are having very good fortune that you are all present. What is the goal of life? That is my submission. Human life is there. Human intelligence is there. So, what is the goal of life to achieve? The goal of life cannot be defined. That is one. That is, we take from Vedic literature, this goal of life is to understand what is for. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Napi Vidu Sarsakatim Vidishnu. Everyone is happy. So we are missing the point that yes, that we do not know what is the goal of this. Different persons, different philosophers, there are different propositions of the goal of life. Similarly, different politicians also. But we think the goal of life is one, to understand God. Then everything is fine. Self-philosophy. And we are writing all these books. These books will be finished in 80 volumes. And already we have published 14 volumes already. And small books also, many, about 2 dozen. But our only writing is the goal of life.
May I come back once to my question?
Yes, sir.
The relationship between belief and experience, because this is a great question for us today, especially also in the religious circles, and theologians, the priests and the monks.
The belief, the authority.
Yes.
That is.
Yes.
That is better than experience.
Yes. And that's what we mean there. In our country, I have very much to do with these people who are living in monasteries or churches and so on.
It's done the others so that the number is done.
You done it.
Belief
is they realize that now belief, which is not faith, has to be well renewed by real experience. And you see, we have so many priests today who say they can't pray anymore. They lost the connection because of so much formalism and so much conditional beliefs. And they are looking for a new source, a new beginning in their hearts. And they don't believe what we tell them, they just want to see it, to experience it. And there's a big change today in this direction, and there's a big movement. You see all these trend today to learn meditation. It's only one longing, to feel something and not only to believe.
No.
That's the situation now very much in Germany, is it so?
Yes,
it is.
The thing is, that our thing is that you have to believe, but whom to believe? If the person whom I believe, if he's perfect, then my belief is perfect. And if I believe a person who is not trustworthy, then there is no meaning of this belief. Therefore, we have to find out the person or the statement which has to believe. That is accepted in the Vedic culture. The knowledge in the Vedas, that is perfect. Tadvijnanartham sa guruveva avidacchet. If one is perfect in Vedic knowledge, Veda, Veda means knowledge, perfect knowledge. So, that belief is perfect. That's why we are believing Krishna. Krishna is accepted as the perfect, the supreme perfect. So far, the Indians are concerned. There are acharyas, just like Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya. Actually, these acharyas are controlling the Indian culture. So, all of them are unanimous to believe Krishna is the supreme perfect person.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
You see, the belief, the understanding is always depending on the level of the one who wants to understand. And there's the level of our quite natural, normal mind, of the usual general person. And there's another level where certain experiences open the door to some deeper consciousness.
Yes.
And in, as you know, one of the key words of the Christian religion is in the Gospels, that you have to turn around to metanoia, to pierce through a certain skin, to get quite another level.
Yes.
And from this level, the heaven opens to those who didn't understand what the heaven means. They thought it was behind the cloud. You see, there's a natural way to look at God, and this natural way to look at God is lost as soon as people go through the rational mind. And then there's no other way out but to have a personal initiated experience. You talk about initiation when people are capable to go through a certain depth and to discover another level.
Yes.
And only and so the great wisdom
which you are talking about, I am sure that it also touches people on two levels. There's the ordinary man, and he might believe. But there's a deeper level when things start to change yourself, to transform yourself,
yeah,
in deeper experience.
Yeah.
That's right.
That is the beginning of in his direction in the Bhagavad Gita. The beginning of knowledge.
Could you please explain for some people who don't speak English yet,
just what the word? Yes, but I would be Buddhism, not wanting to learn the master.
No, I am not Buddhist. If somebody found it,
yes. I will try.
Do you permit me to just can we teach in German?
Yes.
For those who are present here?
Yes.
Der Meister spricht vom Glauben. Von der Überlieferung durch Krishna und wir brauchen irgendwie Neues zu entdecken, sondern einfach das zu glauben, was der vollendete Gott selbst, also Krishna, gelehrt hat. Und alle seine Bücher geben die Weisheit Krishnas wieder. Und nun sagt ihm, dass wir jetzt eigentlich in Europa in allen westlichen Ländern eine große Welle erfahren, wo er vom Glauben an etwas weggegangen ist, zu einem Glauben auf etwas. Dass mehr und mehr gerade in der religiösen Welt Priester, Mönche und die hier mit zu tun haben, immer wieder sagen, wir stecken in einen Formalismus des Glaubens an etwas und wir suchen nach der eigentlichen Erfahrung. Und die Erfahrung, die gemeint ist, ist die, die seit Jahrtausenden eben die Initiationserfahrung gemeint ist, in der Mensch
Krishna begins the first understanding. Dehinasmi, Vithadehi, Kumara, Jovanam, Jala, Tathadhi, Andhra, Prati, Vyakrutam. What is the translation?
As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
And now, yes, that's it.
Dieser Körper ist wie eine Fortwährung. In diesem Körper von Kindheit zu Jugend und zu Alter wandert, so geht sie auch im Tode in einen anderen Körper ein. Die selbstverständlichste Seele ist in einem solchen Wechsel nicht verbunden.
This is the basic principle of knowledge. That I am not this body. I am the active principle within this body. Then, further knowledge can be understood. This is the beginning. The time of this, at the present moment, everything that I was explaining to the professor, that we are accepting this body as self, and self-interest means his body interest. Explain
this. Dass wir zur Zeit glauben, unser Selbstinteresse sei auf der Ebene des Körpers.
Ja, the whole trouble is on the platform of this misconception that I am this body.
Unsere Schwierigkeiten entstehen aus dieser falschen Auffassung, dass wir mit dem Körper identisch sind.
Therefore, Krishna begins from this platform. What is knowledge? First of all, one must know that I am not this body.
Deshalb beginnt Krishna an diesem Punkt. Was ist wirklich das Wissen? Wenn man versteht, dass wir nicht mit dem Körper identisch sind.
When we understand this basic principle of knowledge, then other knowledge can be advanced.
Wenn man dieses erste grundlegende Wissen verstanden hat, dann kann man weitergehen und weiteres Wissen entwickeln.
That is explained very nicely, step by step, in this whole Bhagavad Gita.
Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, there also is a vedanal shrutrasya attribute.
May I ask a question
here? Yes,
if you give us this wisdom, don't you meet now in the Western world an opposition from the Christian side, where the key word is that the spirit becomes a body, the spirit becomes flesh?
That's all right. Yes.
And the incarnation. Yes. How do you understand incarnation? Ich dachte eben, wenn das so einfach ist, ob er nicht dann in der christlichen Welt doch auf eine Opposition spürt, wenn es geht darum, dass der Geist Fleisch wird, denn die Inkarnation ist ja eigentlich das Zentrale, was bei uns ist.
Ja, this question, that spirit develops the same, you see.
Spirit, you see, I am very often, I saw the name for the
message. Huh?
The spirit becomes the flesh.
The spirit becomes flesh,
that's it. So, this is an experience that the, as soon as the spirit is entered into the umbra of the mind, they develop skin and the child develops body. But this is very practical. First of all, not that. Simply by sexual intercourse, a child is born. Then every time sexual intercourse would have caused pregnancy. No. Unless the spirit soul is there, there is no question of developing body. Therefore, it is natural that the spirit soul creates this place and home and other things and develops into body. There is no difficulty to understand.
Yeah, but I think the professor was asking a whole avatar in the case of a school boy, that's all spirit becoming flesh, not in the case of an ordinary character.
Yes, in principle. Sometimes it seemed to me, I like the home, that there's one difference between Eastern wisdom and Christian way to think. That whereas in the Eastern way, we have to become rid of our body, be liberated from our body, where Christian sense means to realize the spirit within the body. Ich sage Ihnen, ich habe bisher immer wieder den Unterschied zwischen östlichen und westlichen Denken da gesehen, also, dass während im Osten die Sehnsucht ist, oder die Idee, wir müssen uns langsam von unserem Körper befreien, gerade die christliche Vorstellung, dass wir im Leibe von Gott zeugen sollen und nicht als erstes daran denken, aus ihm herauszukommen.
Now, because I enter into this body, natural body, there are my troubles. Therefore, my business would be how to get out of it. Is it clear?
Yes.
So, this incarnation means I am spirit soul. I have entered this body. Now, I can, next life, I can enter another body. It may be God's body, it may be cat's body, or it may be king's body. So, the standard of suffering is there, either in the king's body or in the dark body. And the standard of suffering is enunciated, birth, death, old age, and disease. These are our suffering. So, in order to get out of these four times of suffering, there are many times, these are the main times, we have to get out of this body. That is the problem.
Through many lives. Eventually,
there are many lives for this life. And this life, you understand, that my sufferings are due to this body, then how to get out of this body? If you acquire this knowledge, you know the tricks, then you get immediately.
May I understand that way that you say, if you, for instance, or I want to go out of this body, it doesn't mean that I have to kill my body, but to realize that my spirit is independent from my body.
I mean, there is no question of killing. But you can be killed or not killed. You have to go out of this body and make another body. That is nature's law. That is another why. It is not necessarily that first of all you have to be killed.
No.
No.
That's not. But I have tried to become independent from my body.
Yes, you can become.
Yes. In this house, in the dark, the Christian friend that Alan Zahile, and then it's something that we are unsure of the Körper identifizieren, because of körperlichen Bedürfnissen, können wir doch keinen anderen Wunsch haben, aus diesem Körper herauszukommen, aber nicht einfach zu verschwinden, sondern in dieser Welt eben eine Unabhängigkeit von unserem Körper herzustellen, die ja vor allen Dingen auch auf dem Wege eines Fastens und eines, sagen wir mal, leidfernen Lebens versucht wird, soweit ich den Meister bisher verstanden habe.
Okay, I
think
at some point in common
with
the Christian.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They said that there are some points with the Christian who also certainly want to become independent from this body which wants material life only.
Yeah. It doesn't matter whether it's Christian, if you are Hinduism or Muslim. Knowledge is knowledge.
That's right.
Wherever knowledge is available, we must pick up. So,
exactly, but what we should listen is
knowledge. Let us explain that knowledge has no caller. Knowledge is knowledge. It doesn't matter whether Christianism or Hinduism or Muslim. Now this is a knowledge that every living entity is imprisoned within this body. This knowledge is equally good for Hindus, Muslim, Christian, and everything. There is no question of Christianism or Hinduism. The soul is imprisoned within this body, and the problem is birth, death, illness, and disease on account of this body. But we want to live eternally. We want full knowledge. We want full blissfulness. To attain that goal of life, we must get out of this. This is the problem.
Wenn wir immer wieder wenn das wieder sitzen darf, nicht wahr? Alles Elend damit zusammenhängt, dass das Leben, das nicht Materie ist, in der Gefangenschaft eines wirklichen Körpers vorhanden. Und infolgedessen eben es doch ein für ein Ziel geben kann, sich von der materiellen Gefangenschaft zu befreien. Das ist die Grundziele.
Die Frage ist, ob diese These richtig ist. Mir scheint es ein großes Missverständnis zu sein. Und eben nicht die Annahme des Menschen, wie er ist, sondern eher gerade der Versuch einer Flucht vor dem Menschsein. Ich kann mir natürlich jetzt einen reinen Geist konstruieren. Und das ist
on this point that we are existing in the body, but we should accept our existence as human beings.
What is existence as human beings?
Yes.
You want?
Yes.
But do you think human being is existing in this body is perfect?
So, glauben Sie, dass Ihre Existenz als Mensch in diesem Körper vollkommen ist?
No, I don't say it is perfect. What in God's name is the other way? Ich glaube nicht, dass es vollkommen ist. Es kann nicht beleidigen. Ich darf das. Aber das ist unsere Kondition jetzt. Und es hat nicht viel Sinn, hier eine Idealkonstruktion zu machen, wie der Mensch sein könnte. Dass wir also frei sind vom Körper. Und wir müssen jetzt, so wie unser Leben ist, wie wir auf die Welt kommen, akzeptieren.
So he said, yes, he accepts that our life now is not perfect.
Yes.
That we are conditioned.
Yes.
But he said we shouldn't construct an ideal human being, but we should accept our life as it is now.
No, no. The thing is, that you are not perfect. Therefore, the idea should be how to become perfect.
So the Lord will now think, we can perform this.
His name, Holy Spirit. And French, Holy Spirit. French, like French, for the communication. My son, who can he start seeing? There is no emergency for himself. Who is an evil and a worse than this in evening dinner?
So in his house, he can defend as human being or as spirit. Because he sees now only human beings. So, this is the problem. How to become perfect as human beings, not as spirit.
Why are you sticking to human being? All this is imperfect. Why are you sticking to human being?
Like I mentioned clearly, then I don't want
to come. That's the question I have to, because it's defined in each time. And what's the name? Rahul.
Huh?
In the translation.
You are accepting that human being is not perfect. And still, why you are sticking to this imperfect life?
Yes,
Now, in what way you like this human form of body? What is the purpose?
So, that's the second one you mentioned in trouble of all.
Es für mich ist der Körper eine Form der Kommunikation und eine Möglichkeit, überhaupt meinen Geist auszudrücken. Ich kann jetzt gar nicht, ich kann jetzt im Geist vielleicht nicht mit jemandem verbinden, er weiß es nicht. Aber dadurch, dass ich einen Geist habe, eine Kommunikation für
mich. Er sagt, this body is just an instrument for communication. And through this body we can communicate with other people.
So this is also possible by the birds and beasts.
That's
they also talk. Kichit, 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 kichit.
Das ist eben für die höheren Primaten. Und das ist also solch eine Kommunikation des Geistes, vermittelt des Körpers, geht es. Weißt du, ich höre es, weil ich nicht tot bin, ich kann nicht verlieren. Aber ein Grad der Kommunikation ist doch ein ganz verschiedenes. Das ist
eine große Differenz. Talking of birds and people also.
Why depends? They are talking in their community, you are talking in your community.
He has said a very good point. He said there is a difference because an animal has no self consciousness. He does not understand what he is in essence.
Yes, that is the real point.
And I communicate my faith.
That is the real point, that you can try to understand what you are. The birds and bees, they cannot understand. That is the difference. So our human efforts should be utilized for that realization, not to act like birds and bees.
So we can understand that the difference between we can understand where we are. That the birds and the animals cannot understand. Therefore, we should only anstrengen or try to bemühen, dahin zu verstehen, where we are.
Therefore, the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, instructs in the beginning. Athāto brahma jigyāsa. This life is meant for inquiring about the Supreme Spirit or Absolute Truth. That is the aim of this life. Not like Bhāshantis, simply talking and eating and sleeping. But extra responsibility, extra intelligence is there to understand the Absolute Truth.
This is the Brahma Sutra, the Vedanta Sutra, Athāto brahma jigyāsa, the Lord. Dieses Leben ist dazu bestimmt, nach dem höchsten absoluten Wahrheit zu fragen. Nicht wie die Tiere und die Vögel nur zu sprechen über Essen, Pflanzen und so weiter, sondern dieses menschliche Leben ist dazu bestimmt, nach diesem höchsten
Wahrheit zu fragen. Ich sage dir, Srimad Bhagavatam, First Center.
First Part?
First Part, yes. Jivasya Tattva Vijnasa. Jivasya Tattva Vijnasa. Nasteha Dattva Vijnasa.
Not here.
That's what that
means. This
No. No, but people find out the, from the index is what? Jivasya tattva jigyasa, not just deha karma. Kamasya nindriya priti, lava jivita javata, jivasya tattva jigyasa, just kamasya nindriya priti. Have we
been? Yes, but it's 2:10.
Huh?
Chapter 2, verse 10. But the verse is not here. It's in the first volume. That book is on.
Here's that?
Yes.
That is explained. Yes. How this human form of life should be utilized. These necessities of life, they are not called to complete the necessities. The necessities of life, they are already supplied by God, just like the birds and beasts, they are getting the necessities of life. They are no organization, or no business, no factory, but they are getting the necessities of life. So, Bhagavad says, this is not the problem, to acquire only the necessities of life. The only business is to inquire about the Absolute Truth. That is the only thing.
Translation. Life's desires should never be aimed at gratifying the senses. One should desire to live only because human life enables one to inquire about the Absolute Truth. This should be the goal of all works.
Das Ziel des Lebens sollte es niemals sein, nur für die Sinne, Sinnesbefriedigung zu sorgen. Man sollte danach streben, das nach der absoluten Wahrheit zu fragen. Dieses Ziel sollte das Ziel aller Handlungen sein. Denn diese menschliche Form befähigt einen, diese Frage zu stellen.
Okay, what is that? Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Inquiring about the Absolute Truth. That is the only business of human being.
Now, may I put a question? Just, I think there's one way to reconcile. This was given just now as a Christian rule or the other side, as far as the body is concerned. Because I think there are three conscience of body. The one looks only at health. The second one only at beauty. But the third one we are never talking about has to look to transparency of our body consciousness to become transparent in a way that in our body and through our body you might look for the Absolute Truth.
Yeah.
If this goes together, because the verse sagen darf, dass man immer nur den Körper sieht im Hinblick auf Gesundheit und auf Schönheit, aber nie, dass es so etwas gibt, wenn es so auf den Leib, der man ist, nicht den Körper, den man hat. Eine Transparenz, eine Durchlässigkeit in der Leiterfahrung auf das Absolute Leben. Und dann kommen die beiden Dinge zusammen. Nur die
Negativen. Ja. So, the thing is, that if my life is based on false conception, that I am this body, so the bodily appreciation of beauty or any other thing, that is also false. That is also false. If I am not this body, then anything conceived in relation with this body, that is false.
Wenn wir verstehen, dass wir nicht mit dem Körper identisch sind, dann ist alles, was den Zusammenhang mit dem Körper erfahren, auch falsch.
Das war nicht ganz so. Er sagt, zwar, wir sehen gewöhnlich den Körper auf Gesundheit oder Schönheit. Insofern bleiben wir im Körper haften. Aber es gibt eine dritte Möglichkeit, dass der Körper als Transparenz erfahren wird. Zu etwas anderem hin.
And he said that jubilee, we see the body in connection with beauty or health. But there's another possibility to use the body as a transparent medium to conceive the absolute things.
Yeah, that is explained, yeah. Jivasva Papavigyasa. That means with this body you should not waste your time like the birds and bees, but utilize it for inquiring about the absolute truth. That is reality.
Es ist wunderbar, genau das, was im Bhagavad Gita erklärt wird, dass nämlich der Körper benutzt werden soll als Instrument. Er soll also benutzt werden, dafür ist er bestimmt. Wenn der Körper, menschliche Körper, bietet nämlich diese einzige Chance, benutzt zu werden, um nach der Absicht zu kommen. Das ist die dritte Möglichkeit, die er so kann.
Not only to be absolut, but to think of the smiling of the child, it's the first communication between men. Not only the body as instrument for the eternal truth, but find that among us.
Yes. So that you have to learn how with this body you can utilize this energy to understand the absolute truth and re-establish your relationship with the absolute truth.
We must learn these things in order to use them, wirklich gebrauchen können, unsere Energie nicht verschwenden, sondern dazu benutzen, nach der absoluten Wahrheit zu fragen und die Beziehung zur absoluten Wahrheit wiederherzustellen.
Ist dann eine Verschwendung, wenn ich ihn dazu benutze, zum Beispiel anderen Gutes zu tun, dass ich lächle, dass ich mich freue, dass ich etwas ausdrücke, ist das Verschwendung.
So we ask, this is a waste of our energy. If we try to do good for others, if we smile and kind.
But you cannot do good to others, because you do not know what is good. You are thinking of good in terms of your body. But body is false. Therefore the conception of goodness is also false. No, I withdraw that word, false. But it is not you. It is false in this sense that you are accepting this body yourself. That you are not. That's why I
live my identity
with the body. But the body is false. False in this sense that you are not this body.
I am only.
You are simply, that's why I am occupying this apartment. But I am not this apartment. I am different from this apartment.
Yes.
This is understood. So if you take interest of the apartment and you forget yourself, that is false.
Yes, but that's not myself trying to help you.
So, Schöber erklärt, wir sind in dem Körper wie in einem Raum, wie hier, in diesem Raum. So, wenn wir nur an den Raum denken, dann vergessen wir uns selbst.
If I simply decorate this body, decorate apartment, and I don't eat myself, then what is this? This is false, okay? That we are trying, this is called, in Bhagavad Gita it is said, that, apranasya hi desa mannanang lokaranya. Now, this body, you are, I, everyone, we are nicely dressed. But, if the life is gone from the body, if you dress the body, you said very good intelligence.
Okay. Yeah.
You have understood?
Yes.
That I am dressing, so long my life is there. I am dressing very nicely, this body. But when the body is dead, if you dress the body, or somebody like your relative dresses nicely, is it very good intelligence?
So long as you live, kleiden wir den Körper sehr schön, das sieht sehr schön aus. So, sobald wir tot sind, wenn dann jemand auf den Körper kleidet, Is there anyone not sure that the Dharma Tattva can be very dangerous?
Gerade das scheint mir zu zeigen, dass der Vergleich falsch ist zwischen einem Baum, dem ich bin, und dem Körper und meiner Seele. Der Baum greift mich in, wenn ich rausgehe, aber der Körper bleibt nicht
los. Example
is a person with a room and the body, not a very good, because he said... But because he does not know that
he is not his body.
Yeah.
Because if we go out of the room, the room remains as it is, but if we go out of the body, the body doesn't remain. So he said there must be an intimate connection between the soul.
But he remains in the same way. It's like if I leave this room, and it remains here in a few years' time, it will be different. Similarly, if we leave this body in a few hours, it is a question of hours and years.
Im Grunde ist es so richtig, denn wenn man diesen Raum verlässt, in ein paar Jahren fällt es, wird es zusammenfallen. Da bleibt aber nicht ewig stehen. So, wenn wir den Körper verlassen, er wird in drei Wochen vielleicht zerfallen. The body is, the soul is empty.
The soul is different from the body.
Yes, but it, at the same time, he said that there must be a very intimate connection, actually a oneness of body and soul. That is what it is now.
No, no, no. We are alive.
That is not oneness. That's like this room is important so long I am living. Otherwise it is not important. So we born from the body, even the body is very dear, I told them. But you must separate. As soon as your breath comes, your body will be kicked out by your relatives.
I think the difference is now just one that both spoke about our lifetime. That during our lifetime, there's an intimate unity between life and soul, as we have stated. And he's not, there's no doubt that the soul is something different of the body. And when soul goes out, there's no life anymore. So I think we can understand that.
Maybe add one thing. Perhaps it makes a difference if the person thinks, I am the spirit, I have a body, or he thinks, I am a body and I possess a soul. That is an important point.
Yes, that is his mistake. Hmm? That he is body and he calls his soul. But not that. His soul is covered by his body.
It might be deep.
Another example, just like your core, so long you use it, it is important. And if you don't use it, it is not important. But if you take core, it is very important. And it's important, it is important, so long you use it. But if you don't use it, it is stored, it is printed, you take another one.
Maybe an answer for so long it had a bedeutung, it's not that hard. But when the English was hard, it had a kind of bedeutung.
Can we not also say that self and not self must separate, either in death, involuntarily, or through destiny?
Must separate.
Either through death or
destiny. Yes, that is called death. You separate from this body to accept another body. This area is called death.
Wenn Sie den Körper verlassen, das wird vorgenommen. Das heißt, man muss sich vom Körper trennen. Da gibt es einen Unterschied zwischen Körper und Willen. Die Willen trennt sich vom Körper.
So, the body which you occupy previously, that is false now. Now the body which I occupy now, that is important now. So you are giving stress on the body, which I am changing after a few years. That is the problem.
So there is a misunderstanding in my perception. In my perception, I think it would be important for us all to know what would you say to the question, how to realize the last truth. And what do you mean by realize Nichiren tun. Ja. Und haben ein Verständnis, was ist ihr Weg, die letzte Wahrheit zu erkennen und zu begriffen.
I would like very much to hear what she says. Ich möchte auch gerne ein Zitat aus dem Johannes-Evangelium geben, damit wir die Gemeinsamkeit vielleicht sehen. Es ist Frage an die Definition, dort heißt es, das ist das ewige Leben, das wir dich
übersetzen.
He said that in the Bible it is said that our aim should be to know the Father.
The life consists in this, to know the Father, Lord, by His
Son. Real life consists in everything offered by the Son.
That's the saying of the Gospel.
Real life.
That's exactly what you say. That real life, real and eternal life, means nothing but to recognize the Father in the Son.
Yes. That is real life. We have created so many unnecessary superfluous visions. We have set aside the real vision to know the path. And that is the mistake of this religion.
Professor Durkheim's question was very simply, what is our way or what is our method to realize the highest truth? To realize the highest
truth. Because we would learn the language of your way.
Yes. The simplest method is to associate with the Father or the Absolute Truth by association. This association can be possible. God, His name, His form, His pastimes, His abode, His paraphernalia, everything is God. Because absolute. First of all, you should understand this, absolute truth. It's like here in the relative world, the name of a person is defined from the person. But in the absolute world, the name and the person is the same. So, we are preaching this, that we chant the holy name of God, we associate immediately with God. And if we associate immediately with God, then gradually you become godly. The example is, it's like you put one iron rod in the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, and at last red hot. When it is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. Similarly, if you simply associate with God, then gradually you become God-D, or all the qualities of God. Then you understand God, and your life becomes perfect.
So, the holy name of God.
Of course. If you don't like to chant Krishna, you chant in your own way. You have to chant the name of God. If you know the name of God, chant it. If you do not know, then take it from me. We are recommending to chant the holy name of God. If you know, you chant that name. And if you don't know, then take it from me. Explain by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that God has many thousands of names, or God has no name. No name means he is God. So many thousands and millions of names that you cannot say this is only God's name. This is one thing. But how God's names are understood? The God names are understood by His action. Just like we say Krishna. Krishna means all attract. God is all attract. God is attractive for the Hindus, for the Muslims, for the Christians, for everyone. Therefore, being all attracting, this is Sanskrit word of all attraction, Krishna. This is the explanation of the attribute of God. Similarly, if you have a similar name, which explains the attributes of God, that is God's name.
Because that's Und daher kann man zu der Schlussfolgerung kommen, ohne Verkleinerung eigentlich. Aber hier verstehe ich mittlerweile, dass Gott deinen Namen hat, entsprechend der Handlung, der Aktivität, die er ausführt. Zum Beispiel der Name Krishna bedeutet, der alles anziehen. Für Gott ist anziehen für Jesus, für die Muslime, für die Christen, für jeden ist er anziehen. Deshalb das Sanskrit-Wort für Gott ist Krishna. Das ist ein Name Gottes.
Yes, I think that he said this, the Lord Jesus Christ says, God hallowed be thy name.
The Lord is prayer.
Yes.
The all Father and the water and heaven, hallowed be thy
name. So he has name. You find out what is his name and chant it.
Yes.
And if you do not know, then take it from. He has name. It's not his own.
Jesus hat auch gesagt, er hat seinen Namen. So Gott hat einen Namen. Und den sollen wir schenken. Und wenn wir es nicht wissen, fragen wir schon zu Hause.
Ganz, ganz zu sagen, ja. Wir scheinen hier nicht vielleicht doch fast dieselbe Anschauung zugrunde, die wir im alten Testament haben, also von israelischen Religionen, im Christentum. Wenn Jesus sagt, dein Name ist dein Geheimnis, der werde Geheimnis. Oder wenn es heißt, im Namen Gottes heilige, dann ist das aus Scheu gesagt, man will nicht gerecht Gott irgendwie nennen, ja, mit einem anderen, also irgendwie nennen, mit einem definitiven Namen oder so. Deshalb sagt man in seinem Namen oder nicht seinem Namen. Aber als Moses fragt, wie heißt du, dann hat er keine Antwort bekommen von Gott. Ja. Sondern Gott hat gesagt, ich bin oder der sein werde. Aber ich habe eigentlich keinen Namen, die alle Götter und Götzennamen haben. Denn man meinte, dass man dann, wenn man den Namen eines Gottes kannte, dann hatte man auch Macht.
So he didn't say a particular name because he said God has actually no name. Because if we...
Now he has no name. He says, hello, he has a name. But he has a name, therefore he says.
But there is no name.
That doesn't mean he might not have mentioned or he has not noted. But when he says, hello, be thy name, there must be the name. Therefore I say, if you do not know the name, take it from us. That is interesting. Why should he say that there is no name? He says, hello, be thy name. There must be name. But you do not know.
Steht einfach für Gott im Judentum, und steht im Judentum, weil man gerade die Distanz zu Gott bewahrt. Ja, man gibt ihm keine spezifischen Namen.
He thinks that it's purposely done not to say the name of God to.
Because there is name to find out.
And then he said this, when there is hello, I mean, it's meant in this way, that there's no mention of a particular name to.
But that we say that God has no particular name, but according to action, his name is God. Just like Krishna. Krishna is not the name. Krishna means all attracting.
Mm-hmm. But
just as Buddha is not a name.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a man of knowledge, that is called Buddha.
The one who has reached
Buddha. Buddha means one has perfect knowledge.
Buddha has not a name.
That's like you say, hello, be thy name, President. Now the President has a name, but he do not. But the President must have a name.
Yeah, but there's Sache des Repräsentativs der Namen ist kein bestimmter, sondern entsprechend dem Aspekt oder dem, der Aktion Gottes. Hat er, wie Krishna, sollte er alles anziehen?
Das heißt, der Name ist special, also der Meaning, and if the technique of chanting the name has this special hidden purpose that the unenlightened
are not... Not hidden, but open. Because absolute is not different from his name. Therefore, when you chant the name of the absolute, that means he associated with the absolute. As soon as you associate with the absolute, you become purified.
Like iron and fire.
Yes.
So die Frage war, was du hinter dem Chat des Heiligen Namens dank an etwas Bestimmtes steckt, etwas Esoterisches oder etwas Geheimnisvolles. Und da antwortet nein, denn Gott ist absolut.
Hedig in der Zeit. Harem Nama, Harem Nama, Harem Nama, Ivo Kivalam. Kalo, Nasi, Ivo, 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 Nasi, the name of the Lord. Harim Nama. Harim Nama. Harim means of the Lord. And Nama means name. The price. That's why we give stress three times. To do it. To do it. To do it. This is a good stress. Similarly, the pastor says, Harim Nama. Harim Nama. Harim Nama. Nama Ivakivalam. Simply chant the Lord's name. Kalu in this is a Kali. Nasiva, 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 Bhutinanatha. There is no other alternative for self-realization. No other alternative. There was space to be given for everyone to chant the holy name of this.
Jesus said this in the relationship of Priya Naradiya, Purana, who did the fast from Harinam, 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 Kadav, Natsiva, 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 Natsiva. So Harinam, the daughter of Harinam, God. Und Name sein Name, das sind dreimal wiederholt. Harinam, Chanting Harinam, Chanting Harinam, Chanting Harinam. Warum im Zeitalter, diesem Zeitalter, Kala, Kali, dreimal sind es auch wiederholt. Im Kali-Zeitalter gibt es keine andere Möglichkeit, Gott zu verwirklichen, als durch das Chanting.
Kali means the age of Gottes, the age of Gottes. This age is simply about fighting and quarreling. They are not interested to understand the absolute truth. But they're interested in fighting and fight. That would be safe for Kali. Kali means fighting.
But you said that there's Kali in it. It's Kali in it. But you didn't say that there's four hashing or practice it and those are Tarak, Shwai, or Unanikas.
Die Antwort auf die Frage, wie Sie das machen, ist also, wir singen den Namen Gottes, den Krishna,
oder
sprechen.
Singen oder sprechen, ja.
Would you please be so kind as to further elucidate your technique out of one chant, the name of God, and will you please be so kind as to elucidate further in some particular way or what comes, what not nasu came in Jindan? What should be done in relation to that, or how it is formulated in the complete system of your reverence teaching?
Yeah. This is the Bhakti Marga thing. The first thing is Savanam, hearing. It's like these books have been written to give chance people to hear. That is first business. If you don't hear about God, you simply imagine something. Now we must hear about God. We are publishing 80 books like this. Simply to hear about it. Then when you hear perfectly, then you can describe to others. That is called kirtan. Sarvanam? Kirtan. And when the process goes on, hearing and chanting or describe, kirtanam means describe. Just that our, this whole society is hearing from these books and they are going out to describe. This is called kirtan. Then, by these two processes, hearing and chanting, you remember. Smaranam. That means, remembering, you always associate people.
So at all times, remember me.
Yes. Sabanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarana, Pada Seva, then worshipping the deity. To offer flowers to the lotus feet of the Lord, to garland, to dress, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, offer prayer, Dasam, Sarv. In this way, there are 9 different processes.
There are similar things in the Christian apparel too. You are getting ready to go to the even from Buddha Lawrence, the day and the
year. Yes, Christian method, the offering prayer.
And there is a message,
I think. That is
bhakti. So then, you know, plus they're also in charge of not
killing them. Because this is the main fight.
Yes.
Nobody is interested to understand the truth, but they simply fight. In my opinion, his opinion, so many foolish opinions and fight. This is the age. No standard opinion. Everyone has got his own opinion. That is why they must fight. Everyone says, I think like this. But what is your value? You are thinking like that. That is for you. Because you have no standard knowledge. If a child says, the father, in my opinion, he shall do. Is that opinion to be taken? If he does not know the thing, how he can give his opinion? But here, he says, everyone is prepared with his own opinion. That's what it is, fight, war. Just like the United Nations, all the big men, older, to become united, but they're increasing class, that's all. Fighting. It is a society of fighting only. The Pakistan, the Hindustan, the Americans, the Vietnam, it was meant for unity, but it is rendered into fighting association, that's all. Everything. Because anyone is imperfect, and he wants to give it perfect.
Then
when
you come, yoga exists all the time.
No. This is a period when foolish men have developed. Instead of making solution, the fighting is easy. Because they have no standard knowledge. Therefore, this Brahma Sutra says that you should be eager to inquire about the absolute truth. Adhāta brahma-jitvāsā. Now the answer next quote is, the Brahma, or the absolute truth, is there from which or from whom everything has come. Adhāta brahma-jitvāsā janmādhasya-jatahā. Now, you find out where is it. Everyone is trying to find out what is ultimate cause. That should be the aim. If you follow this philosophical course, then your fighting will stop. It will be sober. This part also. Tattva jigyasa. Tattva jigyasa means to inquire about the absolute truth. Sit down. Because there should be a class of men, very intelligent class of men in the society, who are discussing about the absolute truth. And they will inform others. This is absolute truth, my dear friend, my dear. You do like it. That is one thing. But here everyone is absolute truth. That is salty.
So früher gab es nur Kämpfe zwischen Nationen. Aber diese Kampfhaltung oder diese Uneinigkeit weitet sich immer mehr aus zwischen Gruppen und auch zwischen Einzelmenschen. Warum? Weil keiner über wirkliches Wissen verfügt, sondern jeder eben seine unvollkommene Meinung propagiert. Die Lösung dafür ist für diese Probleme, ist das, was der Bhagavatam gesagt hat, Adhāta Brahma Jigyasa, dass man nämlich Fragen über die absolute Wahrheit stellt. Heutzutage, jeder präsentiert sich als die vollkommene Wahrheit. Aber jeder sollte einsehen, dass er nichts weiß und diese Frage stellen an die Autorität, an die Quelle, wo das wirkliche Wissen herkommt. Dann, wenn jemand hört von einer Klasse von Menschen, wie dieses Wissen verwirklicht hat oder wie dieses Wissen lehrt, dann kann man zu einer friedlichen Zusammenarbeit kommen.
Ist das nicht immer schön, so gewesen ist und das geglaubt hat, dann darf man sagen, nicht, weil die Könige sollten Weise sein, die Weisen sollten Könige sein. Und hat er nicht immer schon mit?
It was always the desire of mankind to find a man. He said the king should be wise and the wise man should be king.
Yes.
So he said this was always the desire of us.
But he means that this desire is there everywhere. But whose desire is standard? That should be understood. Mm-hmm. Everyone is desired. But whose desire is to be followed? What is the actual desire? That is to be understood. Unless you do not know what is the standard of desire, then there is
fighting in Goa.
You desire in Goa, I desire in Armenia.
Die war immer schon da, das ist richtig. Aber was Srila Prabhupada sagt, wir müssen verstehen, nach welchem Verlangen sollen wir gehen? Sie haben ein Verlangen, nach einem anderen Verlangen. So was ist die Autorität oder die Plattform dann für das Wirkliche, verlangen den anderen folgen können. Der ist Maßgeber. Was die Maßgeber hat, der Maßgeber ist der Wunsch. Ihr Wunsch oder ein anderer Wunsch, das ist die Frage.
Der Wunsch ist Maßgeber, das Wissen ist Maßgeber. Der Wunsch ist immer der gleiche. Welche ist
mein Wunsch? Knowledge is important also.
No. Knowledge, that is just that. And knowledge is according to the quality of the person.
Yes.
If the man is a divorce, what is the value of knowledge? We cannot take up the knowledge that is by a divorce. The perfect human being is just that. There's some of them to be cast.
Also, und dann? Yes. Und wir müssen uns natürlich auch noch den Wunsch stellen, denn danach ist sich das Wissen. Je nachdem, wer etwas, was man wünscht, also wonach man verlangt, dementsprechend bekommt man es. Das ist also auch nicht ein Ergebnis.
Aber wir können ja
nicht die Dinge auf die Erdnummer
verdrängen,
wenn wir die Dinge.
Hmm?
You cannot have heaven on earth simply by our desire to be.
No, despite that there are intelligent class on them, they sit over there, they do not fight. And then, still you can make, because the example is there, but that requires qualification. Therefore, what is that qualification?
Shyamu the Master Pop Sotam, Shanti Rajavani Rita. Translation. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanists work.
That is the qualities of the highest intelligent class on that. If you do not find that quality, how you see the knowledge should be perfect? These are the qualities.
Vielfältigkeit, Selbstbeherrschung, Enthaltsamkeit, Reinheit, Duldsamkeit, Ehrlichkeit, Gelehrtheit, Weisheit und Religiosität sind die Eigenschaften, die die Handlungsweise der Brahmanas bestimmen. So das sind die intelligente Gruppe in der Gesellschaft. Und ich glaube, aber das eben gesagt. Intelligente Menschen, die leben zusammen, ohne Streit. So, es ist immer so notwendig, diese Eigenschaften zu entwickeln. Dann ist es möglich, dass man zusammenlebt, ohne nicht zu schreiben.
Bitte, alles davon überzeugt.
Ja, von die Daten. Ich glaube, nicht
konvinziert.
Die Daten. Ich würde schon konvinziert worden, ja.
Well, he is not self-controlled, he will not be convinced. Because he will think it is religious. I can do anything I can like. I can eat whatever I like. How he is like this idea, self-control.
But one question is, these virtues have been always asked for by Christian churches also. But then today we realize that the virtues are on one level with vices. But they have something different. If you pass through, you take a step. You get somewhere, you see, where we can understand, for instance, if Christ says, let the dead bury their dead. A place like this, appeals to a different level. So a thing is wrong.
No, it's not a different level. The advice is given according to the kind person. So he people follow Lord Christ and to say instruction. That is not the purpose. But they do not follow.
They do not follow. Sure.
That's it. Otherwise, either you follow Bhagavad Gita or Bible as they are, then you become gradually perfect. The difficulty is they do not follow. And still they are claiming, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am this and that. Rubber stamp. No qualification, but rubber stamp. This is the difficulty.
Yeah, but you can't share it just because these students, they are ever from Christus to the Christus vorgekommen. Aber Tugenden im Sinne der Ethik sind auf einer Ebene mit dem Nachbarn. Da besteht Untugend gegenüber der Gemeinschaft. Und wir hören von Christus immer Sätze, die diese Ebene der Tugend lassen, die sprechen. Wenn er schon gleich gesagt hat, lass doch die Toten der Toten begraben. Ich bin gekommen, das Leben zu bringen, sondern schwierig. Es gibt also eine Ebene.
First of all, acquire this material qualification, then talk of spiritual.
So,
that means if you lose the
eigenschaft
or tugend and different, then we can develop. But that's not necessary. That's why, I think in university, if one wants to learn about law, he must be
graduate. In India.
So, first of all, you become graduate, then talk of law, books. Similarly, if you first of all become a Brahmin, then you understand our Brahma, absolutely. Without becoming Brahmin, how can I
understand?
The three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society, were created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet a non-doer, being unchangeable.
Wir sprechen zu den drei Erscheinungsweisen der materiellen Natur und der Arbeit, die ihnen zugeordnet ist, wurden die vier Einteilungen der menschlichen Gesellschaft von mir geschaffen. Und obwohl ich der Schöpfer dieses Systems bin, soll es zu wissen, dass ich dennoch nicht daran bin.
Your message, I think, will be very much appreciated by that use of today in the Western part of the world to say to the adults, you have educated us to go to maintain our position in the world, to do something useful for the community, and to behave nicely. But you never ask us who we are. And who we should be
coming
from.
That is the beginning of our thought, that is your spirit soul.
Have you come?
Your spirit soul.
Yes.
Not this body. That is the beginning of our thought.
Ich sagte eben, er spürst mit seiner Botschaft sicher auf offenen Herzen einer Jugend, die uns heute fragt. Die hat uns dazu erzogen, uns in der Welt durchzusetzen, etwas Tüchtiges für die Gemeinschaft zu leisten und uns ethisch wohl zu verhalten. Also niemand fragt danach, wer wir eigentlich innerlich sind, und wir vom Tiefsten her werden wollen.
Und das hat schon klar, wenn der ganze Zeit beantwortet hat, dass er sagt, wir sind nicht der Körper, wir sind nicht damit identisch, sondern wir sind leer.
Das ist keine Antwort. Ich würde sagen, das ist keine Antwort für unsere wirkliche Situation in dieser Welt.
Ich sage, das ist Antwort, that we have a story for your first. So, it is not our real answer to our actual problem. Mm. If he says that we are seeing from the actual program
that
we have now.
Actual program. The actual program is there.
And it's really asking him, but this is ganz nice. Aber nicht nur wieder rein. I would like another question. The difference between to me, I'm not, yeah, it's in this picture. It's kind of a little bit of time also.
Later.
We are speaking of a gradual process of self-realization.
Mm.
First adopting the cylindrical qualities and going further and further. So he asks if it's missing. It is not possible to be become illuminated at once by God's grace, become converted without undergoing
this. Jahan Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, you haven't got to undergo these or that. Simply chant anything, you become perfect. So easy. But it still they will not accept. That is the division. When you give the easiest way, they won't accept. The easiest way is we have a common name, is chant the holy name of God. Good.
Das ist ein großes Missverständnis in der Selbstlösungstheorie, der wäre kein Vater, ich glaube, die Vorgabe.
Not that you chant the name of Krishna. He, you have got your name of God. You chant that. Begin that.
Ich habe es noch eine Frage. Das ist in Krishna tut.
Then how can I help you? Well, isn't it? You do not know. So, our recommendation is not my recommendation, from the very literature, authoritative recommendation. And the Bhagavad Gita, Satatam Kirtantam Maam Jatantasya Jivabhata. Everything is there. You begin. That's why I said in this age, so many things, it's impossible to be done. But you begin chanting the holy name of God. What is the difficulty?
So, no. Because
to know why you are doubtful. There is name. If you do not know, take it from us.
I see. There's so many.
Why you deny that?
There's thousands and millions of.
That's all right. Here is one name. Why don't you take it?
No, I said millions of men are looking for the name.
Yes. But if I'm giving the name, why don't you take it?
Because I'm not convinced
that
it's a right thing.
That is a misfortune.
That is a misfortune. Yeah. You know, it's good. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. A misfortunate man cannot be helped. Satatam kirtan sammam.
Satatam kirtan sammam. Yatantascha yudhavrata. Namasyantascha mam bhakya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glory. Endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
Yes.
Ohne Unterlass fallen Sie meine Herrlichkeit, nehmen Sie mir große Entschlossenheit und bringen mir Ihre Ehrbietung her. So verirren mich die großen Seelen unaufhörlich mit Hinderhaft.
Yes, you can find this. And when I was in Africa, I saw this. The people are looking for the name and chanting like you chant. And but they have a complete different idea of God. My question is, how can I know what is the right thing? From where do you know?
But as a human being, you can study what you have seen in Africa, what you have seen here. There's much difference.
My impression only, I saw singing the people.
Just like these boys and girls, they are coming from Jewish group or Christian group. They have not come from India. So how they are chanting and singing, you can see.
No, I mean, the intention.
That is, the Kalina policy, you have to see the results and study.
I was quite surprised.
Yes. And ask them to induce to chant any other name. They will not do that. Kalina policy. You have to study by the result of that, not theory.
This is not an agency. This is not a theory. Because you are not aware of what is happening. You are not aware of what is happening.
Yes, that would be the teaching.
Yeah.
That's the same as the Christian teaching in St. Paul. We have the same.
No, we say that we follow Christian principle. We become perfect. But the difficulty is nobody follows anything. He follows his own opinion. That's all. In my opinion. What you are, your opinion. That is the duty. Yes, you can test.
In the Bible, there are a lot of statements regarding chanting, instructions that people should chant the holy name of God, like in the Old Testament, it says from the morning to evening, you should chant the holy name of God.
Yes. The really business in these days, chant the holy name.
Whatever you do, do in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's only thing to do. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh. How about you like to take it to family?
No. Later. The simplest method, chant the holy name. Yes.
Should his chanting be loud, or can it also be a half-loud whisper or a silently mentally? Does it play any difference? Does it make any difference?
If you chant loudly, then others can hear. They also take benefit. Yes?
For the round fact of his own, she's not talking about loud chanting, or
if the birds and bees, they will hear and be
benefited.
Therefore, loud chanting is Vedamanda. So that even the bird, bees, trees, plants, they can hear.
But it is important not to chant the head of the food and the meat, the plants, the plant, the eater. That's how that works in Africa.
I seldom saw so many happy faces as today, this evening, below.
Yeah. That is the case in America. Ladies and gentlemen ask, are you American?
Okay.
Are you American?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because they do not see Americans such a nice place. One Christian priest, I was going from Los Angeles to Hawaii. So he came to talk with me. He asked, Sahi, how is that your disciples look so bright? Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And one Christian priest issued one pamphlet that these boys, they are our boys, but before this, they are not coming to the church, they didn't want to ask anything about God. Now they are mad after God. Please. They admitted, they are our men. Yeah. And I'll give you another example. In our Los Angeles temple, this was a chant, big chant. Okay. It was not going on. It was being closed. And it was sold to us. And now go and see, there is daily thousands of the same man, the same place, the crowd is full. Yeah. Why? I have not brought all these men from India. Yes. Unless it is something sublime. How they are accepting. They are all young boys. Not that they have become old, that old, they are sensitive after God. And young man has got so many aspirations, restaurant to smoke, to enjoy, girlfriend, boyfriend, everything is everything.
And they are working in society. They are working in
society. We are working in writing this book and selling it. That's all. This is our work. Their mother, even in the Indian parliament, the question was raised that how is that this international society is spending lavishly? What is their income? There is a rumor that Americans are spending this CIA, what is this? Yeah. That the CIA has come to dance and chant. So, of course, the reply was given that we have no information that these people are CIA, but we know that they are maintaining themselves by selling their literature and public contribution. And we have got 102 centers like this. This is not very easy to go to a Los Angeles center, New York center, and other Vrindavan center, and some of these centers. Not less than 200 men are there, all of them. And we are providing food, center, we give education to the children, we are getting them married. We don't allow these boys to leave as friends. No, we let yourself marry. Yes.
The question is because business is a vacation.
Yes,
and wenn die Mitglieder nichts anderes tun als Arbeit, als die Bücher zu betreiben, die sie hier mussten, also nicht in der Welt stehen, also wir haben eine Arbeit, sondern die Glieder dieser Gruppe vertreiben Bücher, in denen die Weisheit der Theorie der Hilfe ist.
Where is the girl? Kausalya. I kissed her. From Hawaii. Now you can ask what she was and what she is now. Now she is married, she is happy, she is happy. Like it, yes. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
So I think you are all learned gentlemen. You should give us support and cooperate with this movement. It's very nice. That is my request.
Your Can we take her leave? She was awesome.
No, you sit down. Okay. I'm not. I can talk all night. Because it is Krishna stuff. That is, you are aware of it. Satatam Kirtanta. Why do you stop? Satatam. What? Continue. What is that? Satatam means?
Always.
Satatam kirtanam mam jatam tasya jivam kurya. Namaskar samaya.
In what way can we support or cooperate with your movement? In what way can you be of optimal benefit to your movement?
That is a simple thing. You chant Hare Krishna. Yes.
No, I mean in a certain, in an extended way. For example,
we have got a life membership program which can be not by our interest, can participate as a member.
You can become a life member and read all these books. And chant Hare Krishna.
No.
There is no loss. Because you chant Hare Krishna, there is no material loss on your part. But if there is any gain, why don't you take it?
No, my question was that perhaps it is not quite clear. Many of us here, myself, represents not only their personal selves, but are here on behalf of certain institutions, then you are active in some form or other of public service, this gentleman probably also. And in what way, for example, would we serve your movement by giving a clear explanation about the aims of your activity, for example, removing prejudices,
yeah,
and supporting Sanskrit studies and the better distribution of the Bhagavad Gita in this form, in such ways perhaps?
Yes.
Hmm?
We are writing this book for distribution.
Yes, yes.
The people,
yes, I already suggested that.
Yes. And we are not manufacturing knowledge.
Yes.
The standard of,
yes,
Vedic knowledge.
Yes, yes.
I am explaining for,
yes,
understanding of the people in general.
Yes, yes.
Each word is being explained.
Yes. Yes, good for what it is. Yes, I was very...
Yes, here is my dictum form. I am sitting there.
Hmm?
So as soon as I start talking, I can write English.
Hmm.
At night also, I get up at 2 o'clock,
hmm,
1 o'clock,
hmm,
and I write this book.
Prabhupada came to the United States in 1965, and this movement was started in 1966-67. And since that time, he has published about 20 books like this, including Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Chaitamrita.
And what is the number of books sold last year?
4 million.
4 million.
But may I please put a question before I forget? I heard from our idea in the invitation that this center is not only a center as such, but something more. It should also be an ashram and also an forest university in the tradition of the ancient times.
Yes.
A kind of a university,
oh, yes,
of Indian and allied sciences, Vedic sciences.
My idea is that all our center should be self-supported.
Mm-hmm.
We do not like that idea. That for your support, you have to go 100 miles to get your bread.
Mm.
That is a very, very dangerous thought. You produce your food, look at it. And then support your food. Main problem is what to eat, what to sleep. So we get some place and support ourselves by producing our own food.
Huh?
We have already begun.
Yeah.
New Vrindavan, new West Virginia,
yeah,
and similar other centers. We are producing our food, grains, vegetables, fruits, and milk. There is a reason. But you don't keep any.
No, no.
That is done.
But will this center also be a kind of a piece of learning for Sanskrit studies and analysis?
Oh,
yes. Yes, that is.
We are educating our children,
yes,
in Dallas,
yes,
a very good institution,
yes,
Sanskrit and English,
yes,
and they are reading this book.
Mm.
That is sufficient.
Mm.
If they read this book, all different departments of knowledge will be acquired. Jasmin vijnati sarvavedam vijnatam bhavanti. He can play a little bit about. Last
morning's recording.
Yes.
After also room for physical yoga exercises and chanting of the Lord's name?
Yes, for yoga exercises. I can't.
Let's What does this picture?
In the pictures of our society's activities and schools,
very constructive and very so much success in a relatively very short time. If you began in
1968.
67. And during the Bangladesh crisis, you also...
Yes, anyone can achieve. There are many refugees, so we fed them.
But that automatically answers the question of this gentleman also, the body in the service of other people. This is always Mr. Rich.
No, we need food. Anyone come and test it. Here also, there is no question of Bangladesh, but anyone come and take it. In our Mahapur center, we especially give food distribution on Saturday and Sunday. At least 5,000 people. So all humanitarian work is included.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now you have come to Germany, you cooperate and met with a great success.
Yes.
For the general benefit of the poor.
Yes.
They have got arts, music, literature, culture, food, everything.
I think it will also help to quite a considerable extent for the removing of prejudices and for a better understanding of...
This is the only platform where all people, all religions, all cultures can unite.
And you are...
This is the only place. Krishna Bhagavan. You practically see how they are becoming suffering. In Africa also, it is their response.
But I also noticed on the faces of the devotees downstairs that many or several faces were, we would say, in the less sublimated. The facial features showed that a certain form of sublimation had taken place. Yeah, we were trying to stress it in the system on the other. We're not in speed of it. But that isn't there for us.
Even children are learning.
Yes.
How to dance.
Yes.
How to offer a vision.
Yes.
How to chant.
Mm-hmm.
How to clap. They are also
learning. And I think that I think it is comes at the right time so that people may not be misled into juvenile delinquency or those easy riders and motorcycles and adolescent criminality. They find creative outlets for the energy also. They are the micro.
Yes.
It's not the main aim of the
No, we are teaching, of course, we do not define this modern advance of the technology. We don't say that. But this is our main business, very. Give us a tattva-jitnyasa, to inquire about that.
So can I not say that this knowledge is an atma-vidya? That we are trying to come to the knowledge of the atman. Is it good?
Atman?
Atman.
Atman, yes. Tattva-jignyasa. Atma-jignyasa.
That is why it is also correct to translate the term Krishna Arjuna Samvara as a kind of metaphysical knowledge, physiological knowledge.
Whole knowledge, metaphysical, physical, everything is there.
In the Gita is also a verse that four kinds of persons seek me. The man who
seeks knowledge. And similarly there are four kinds of rasa.
Yes.
Tatubhidha. Namam diskujanam murha sapadjante narasa. Everything is
But perhaps that could be also a question that Graf Durkheim has in mind. I think perhaps when he asked the question about belief, etc., perhaps he also thinks that we are living in a period of whereas because of the technological construction of society, rational knowledge is appreciated and for example, 10 years ago, non-rational knowledge in Germany, because in Europe was highly suspected. We lived through a period of positivism, and the people at our universities even wanted to abolish the word consciousness, even wanted to abolish the word psychology on the presumption that there is no such thing as a secret.
But this time is over.
Yes.
The modern times are not modern anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you, but just think how it was only a few years ago.
And especially if you talk about the Russian spirit, the real German tradition is a different
thing. Yes, I agree.
So now this is coming back now. And he is covering their own path slowly.
So long they do not come to this kind of platform, they accept this sometimes and that sometimes.
No, but I mean just specifically, can it not be that the average man in the street, I don't mean just a person registered in the German culture, but man in the street now is infected from the
absolute,
huh? And he thinks that in order to give a rational presentness, he is e forse che sta su competenze nelle sessioni piramide di istituzioni che sono state fatte una opera positiva di studenti ma lì da otto anni tra di gara di questo punto della piramide come mi dice si può smasso da o di scuola non si
intiene I realized that the closer members engaged really in this work of distributing books and chanting wearing the white robes shaving the heads and the closer participants, I suppose, and then have you also members of your movement which are simply in their work, in the community, in the world, or is
we invite everyone.
You invite, but as far as members are concerned, to become a member of your movement.
Because we have people in all walks of life, for example, the Oberland sister from Baden-Württemberg. He is a right member. And all people, all the doctors, lawyers.
Is he a member?
Yes, he's a member. He supports the movement. He follows the principles himself. He appreciates the philosophy. But he has his responsibility in the society. He acts as a member of the society and another member.
I see.
But his lifestyle is Krishna consciousness.